You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, test, 1, 2. Go ahead, test yours.
Let's test, get... test.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I like.
Testing.
I like seeing your lines go up and down.
Okay. Well, yeah. You're talking about the ones on my face when I speak?
Yes. And you came sitting down complimenting my coffee because I make coffee so much better than you do. You pile the coffee in.
I'm always afraid that I'm not putting enough in.
You put too much in.
And I guess I do.
It tastes like tar. Two scoops,
yes.
And a little more. Two scoops and a little more.
I feel like that's what I do, but...
No, you probably put three hefty scoops in. You got to know.
I don't know.
I've been making coffee a long time.
You're very good at it.
You just started getting into coffee. If you look around...
Did I just start getting into coffee?
Well, I mean, if you looked around this house...
I remember drinking coffee in high school.
If you look around this house, I got that coffee pot, the one we use... I have a French roast pot where you straight up coffee, no filter. You know what a French roast is?
Sure do.
I have that. I also have right there the travel coffee for espresso. I have that.
How are you saying it?
For espresso.
Okay.
Then I have that for, I thought I was going to use.
Portable espresso maker.
Yeah, but that one you need boiling water. That one boils the water, so we got to give that as a gift.
Okay.
To somebody.
But this one, I remember you spent
$100.
But a lot of time going over it watching tutorials.
I was learning. And it doesn't make that
this
much.
This is the first time I ever saw you learning anything.
It only makes a little cupful. It doesn't make a lot.
Well, it's espresso.
Yeah, I guess it gets you going a lot quicker. So I'm going to bring that to hotels that don't have coffee pots. You know. Vegas. I don't think Vegas has a coffee pot in when I do the Rio.
You must love just going on the road and meeting new people and
just for golf.
Sitting next to somebody on the plane and discussing espresso.
Sit on a plane and don't talk to anybody.
Are you kidding? You're great at small talk. This
is
what you're doing.
I don't do it. I sleep on the plane. I've flown over a million miles. And this is no lie, in a million miles, twice I might have had two attractive ladies sitting next to me. Twice in a million miles that I could think, hey, maybe I'll spark up a conversation with this one, only because she's semi-attractive. But
you don't talk to unattractive people?
I try not to.
They're not interesting to you?
No, I mean, you know.
I want to love you. I do, but you're just such a terrible person.
Well, no, I'm just, you know, here's the thing. I've invested so much time.
But you don't care about, like...
What?
Like, I do notice that you do bring up people's looks a lot. And then always, if I'm going to be, in your mind, having an affair with someone, it's always someone in your that you think is good looking.
I know.
But good looking... A lot of times it's not, you take a snapshot of someone, it's a far cry from them being charming and interesting and...
Affairs aren't about charming and interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
No.
That's what it's about. What
not
do you think
for
it's
men.
About? It's about, no, it's about somebody giving a shit about you.
I give a shit. Did I just bring you a nice gift?
Well, I didn't say that you didn't. I'm talking in an abstract way about affairs. From what I've read, it's that...
Oh, what I read. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. I'm not going to have this conversation.
No, go ahead.
Then. No, I don't
I get
to.
It. Men are different than women.
No, I'm just saying that a lot of times you'll see a man with a beautiful wife and he'll have an affair with someone who's less attractive than his wife. The reason, why do you think? It doesn't have anything to do with... the perceived level of attractiveness. It's that that woman now pays attention to him and makes him feel good as a man.
Not me.
And that, and one, that wife no longer cares about, you know, massaging the man's ego. So that's why she's out, this one's in. And that's, and no. For women, a lot of times the affair happens because the man no longer pays attention to her. It's a very similar situation.
Yeah, but,
and this man does, makes her laugh and tells her she's interesting. That's why they have an affair.
See, for me, it would be
just having sex is different. An affair is affair.
For me, it would be so hard to find somebody less attractive than you, right? Don't you think? Okay. Less attractive?
I'm telling you, Rich, I'm bottom of the barrel.
So I'm saying it would be too hard to find somebody less attractive.
Oh. Okay, got it. Yes. It would be difficult to find someone uglier than me.
So
yes.
I'd have to find somebody hotter.
You would throw a rock. I mean, they're out there.
Throw a rock? I don't want to hit anybody.
But even when we go to the pool, Rich will do this. Looks are so important.
No, they're not.
You go to the pool, you go, oh, we're the best looking people here. We go to the post office.
Well, there was only two
other
people.
Oh, I'm the best looking person here.
Where?
That's why you love Walmart, because you can walk around Walmart.
No, there's some hotties in Walmart every now and then, but they're damaged, but they're hotties. I've seen some hotties in Walmart, but you know, they live in like Manville or something, or you know what I mean? Or just whatever. I don't judge people by how they look, but looks is your first impression. You're not going to walk up to, somebody's all like a ragamuffin on the street and start a conversation as quick as you would with somebody who's well groomed. So yes, looks are your first impression. It's how you carry yourself. That's why I always dress for success.
Do you always?
When I'm working.
Oh.
When I'm working.
You've been really looking like a 14-year-old boy just back from basketball practice.
Because I don't want to do my hair, so I just put my hat on if I'm going to the gym. I got to go later and do some more steps.
You don't have to do your hair. It looks good. You should just not wear a hat.
I'm not going to go with my hair all messy.
Who cares? It looks good.
My hair looks good now. It's a mess.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know what is a good thing for you to put in your head? Avoid perfection at all costs.
No, I just like to look presentable. I don't want people to go, look at his hair. Who would leave the house?
Well, that's a weird perception of what you think presentable is then.
Well, whatever. Oh, let me tell you. Can I explain what Bobby did to me last night?
I hope so.
All right. You got to use your imagination. I'm going to try to paint this picture. We were standing in front of the Village Underground. I go, I'm leaving. I was going to walk to my car. Bobby's car was in the garage.
I know the one.
So I said, give me a ride in my car. It's only a couple blocks.
Why do you have that?
I don't know. So we're in the parking garage.
All that time you did the tutorial on the coffee, the espresso maker, but you can't figure out how to not have alerts going.
Yeah, you just turn it down. There.
Okay, well, why didn't you do that the first time you heard it?
I turned it off, and now you won't even be able to hear the alerts at all.
Well, perfect. You should do that as a force of habit just every time.
People don't hear them. We hear them. We hear them, not hear them. So, we go into the parking garage. A car comes down, a Land Rover. It's over to... say to our left. It comes down. Bobby starts walking over. Goes, you like my new car? I go, that's fucking nice. So I get in it and Bobby gets in it. But Bobby goes, hold on, I got to put something in the trunk. Right? So I was just sitting in the car. I wasn't paying attention. And I'm sitting there and sitting there. And then all of a sudden, you know, like 3 minutes later, you know, I adjust the seat. I make it comfortable. And like 3 minutes later, the parking attendant comes up to me and says, we're closing the doors. I go, well, I'm waiting for my friend to get in the car so we can leave. He said, oh, your friend already left in his car. his car came down the other exit, and I wasn't even paying attention. He got in and left, and I got into a stranger's car, and he's driving away, and I call him. He's just laughing his ass off. You know, I'm in a sitting in some stranger's car waiting for
that's
him
pretty funny.
As he's driving away. He really got me.
What if the stranger had come?
And yeah, said, what the fuck are you doing in my car?
But why did they bring the car out?
Because maybe they were getting it ready for the person. Then I was walking to my car, and a rat ran right across both of my feet. I mean, a big one.
Yuck.
I almost had a heart attack. It ran right across my feet.
That's so gross.
It's gross. Fucking gross in New York. That's why you can't live in New York. Rats. Unless you live so high up. I mean, a rat's not going to be able to make it up
apparently they can.
Up to the 50th floor?
Don't you remember that joke from What's-His-Face?
Who?
God damn it, what's his name? He used to write for Pryor.
Paul Mooney?
Paul Mooney used to have a joke about how he was like in the top floor of some beautiful 4-star hotel, and he looked out on his balcony and there was a rat out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the joke?
I can't remember the whole joke, but them looking at each other like the rat thinking, how'd that black guy get up there? How'd that rat get up there? Something.
A rat's going to go up 50 stories, you think? 40 stories.
I don't know if it was true. It was the guy's joke, you know. But,
that's a dedicated rat to go up 40 stories.
Maybe he got in an elevator.
Well, if I lived in New York, I would get cats. I would get a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like cats.
But
wouldn't the
rats in New York be able to kill a cat? I mean, I feel like
Teamed up, if there was like 10 rats, you know, if they jumped the cat, but a cat's going to scare and chase the rats away.
Now, is it true that a rat will send the weakest rat in to eat something, and if that rat dies, then they know it's poison?
That's what someone just told me. Were you there when we had this discussion?
Who told us that?
When I told about how to solve the rat problem in New York with the
peanut butter.
With the peanut butter and the cement trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have a...
Because somebody had watched that documentary, Rats.
Yeah, who the fuck said that?
I don't remember.
Well, that's my
solution.
Maybe
it was Katie Hannigan.
Oh, yeah, it was. We were talking about it on the podcast. The podcast we did in studio. We're going to do that once a month. We're going to go into studio once a month, do a podcast with guests, you know, and
I'm supposed to do a read today, aren't I?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. So where's the? I'll go run up and get it in a minute. You can pause it now. You know how, right?
No, I'm not fucking around with that.
You paused it last week.
I don't know if it worked.
Well, how do you know?
I'm sure I have the read on my phone.
Well, let's take at least 5 minutes to find it. This is, I'm sure, why people just love our podcast.
No, we're stepping it up.
Are we? It doesn't feel like it.
No, we're talking. We're coming up with good stories. I told you about the Bobby story.
We went to see on Sunday. Your dad had his 90th birthday party.
Oh yes, 90th.
He's slowing down, but he's still got all his faculties. That means you're gonna live until you're 90.
That doesn't mean that. Why would you say that? For August 13th, is that what?
Because, you know, that's your dad's, you know.
He never sent me the read. He just sent me. There's no read on this.
Let me see. Keep talking about your dad's birthday.
The birthday party. You know, I don't know it. You know, we threw a party. My sister planned it all.
What is it? Is it the Brooke thing?
I don't know. Go. Is it on your phone? Do you have the attachment on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Go get your phone. I'll do some plugs while you go get your phone. All right. Let me do some quick plugs while Bonnie goes to get her phone. Not this weekend. Next weekend, I will be at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Can you hand me my calendar right there, the little one, please? Let me just give some real dates and some real plugs.
Oh, I got some real dates and some real
plugs. Okay. Oh, good for you. We both do. Just real quick. Okay. August 23rd through the 25th, I will be at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Then Thursday the 30th through September 2nd, Las Vegas, the Rio, with Bobby Kelly, Keith Robinson, Paul Verzi. August 6th through 8th, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky, a comedy on Broadway. August 13th through 15th, Mohegan Sun. Then I got Scranton, I don't know, with Artie Lang and Bob Levy. And then I have Ohio, the 27th through the 29th, Cuyahoga Falls. Go to richfoss.com. I got, you know, I'm booked up almost. I got Omaha coming up, Governors, Casino in St. Louis. You know, I got a lot of stuff. Rhode Island, Connecticut, richvoss.com for all of my dates. And also, what's Patreon? What's our Patreon? Voss
and
no,
Bonnie.
Voss and Bonnie /patreon.com.
It's probably Patreon, Voss and Bonnie.
What was it?
It's
Patreon.com / Voss and Bonnie.
Okay.
Yeah, we need, you know, we're adding stuff there. We're putting stuff. You know, we're trying not to make this stale. We're trying to up our game.
Why don't you talk about your dad's birthday party?
You're better at that because you're looking at it from the outside. You know, to me it was just a big dinner in a restaurant. It was kind of cool. He's 90 years old. I mean, that's a milestone. He doesn't get around as much. It just seems like he was just getting around like a year or 2 years ago. Then all of a sudden you just completely, it's hard to walk in 2 years. You know what I mean? You know, he didn't have a walker 2 years ago. Now
he's still chomping on a cigar though.
He doesn't smoke it. He just
chomps on it.
It's got to be, you know, 90 years old. What's he doing? He sits in the house. What do you do at 90? Although I played golf with a guy who was 92, and he was just, it's so weird how certain people, you know, just stay mobile.
I know, because some people, because really, like, you know, around the age of 70, you know, if you're still got your faculties, you go one way or the other.
No, but see, I think people that live in New York or big cities,
because they walk a lot,
they don't move around as much as people out here.
Oh, you think people out here move around more?
Yeah, I think they're more, you know, there's more.
I think
more
in New York you'd move around more.
No, they take cabs and subways. Here you have more parks, more golf courses, more malls.
I disagree.
You know, I don't.
To go get a taxi or even to go to the subway, you got to move around to get there. Here you just get in someone's car, someone helps you.
Nah, you move around. I think you move around
agree
more.
Agree to disagree.
All right. I disagree to agree.
Now, what's something you've been angry about lately?
What have I been angry about?
I don't know. I'm asking. I'm trying to get some energy going here. You
it's
know,
you're going.
Like, I stay up all night doing stand up. Then I get up early in the morning and I go play golf. Then I come home and I get the podcast going. And then I say to myself, when Aunt Bonnie says, "Oh, you don't have any energy or anything," I go, "Oh, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired."
No.
It's like, well, I mean, this is really low down on your priority list.
No, it isn't. This is high on my priority list.
Well, then let's pick it up. You're like,
well, talk about the party. You're an outsider.
I don't give a shit about the party. Who cares? I mean,
you're the one who brought it up.
Well, really, if I'm going to say anything about the party, it's not going to be.
Well, it's going to be negative? What?
Not well, negative, but what? Oh, it was a wonderful, lovely time.
It was all right,
fun.
The food.
How fun for the listeners to hear about it. Well, we all sat at an enormous table with a
tons
air conditioner just fucking pouring down on us. I was freezing like I've never frozen Canada. And that was it. The food was disgusting. It was literally, I've been to that restaurant before and it was disgusting the last time we went.
We never been to that restaurant.
Yes,
no.
We did, because I even asked Lila and Lila said yes. We went there for, maybe it was Joe's birthday party last year.
75th birthday or 80th.
No, his 80th was a big party at a different restaurant.
Oh.
But we have gone out to dinner with Lila and Joe other times. right?
Yeah.
One of the times was at this Italian restaurant. And we had calamari and we got sick.
Last time or this time? Because Ellen...
I didn't eat any meat this time.
Ellen got sick this time. Ellen was throwing up.
I don't know why they chose it. It's a gross...
Yeah, what the fuck?
Restaurant.
And it cost... What did it cost? About 2,000 bucks. Was that a tick?
No. Oh. It's a little bug.
It was like 1,000 a piece for me, my sister and I. You know? I mean, the waiter was nice. We had a good waiter. He was good. I don't know. Yeah, it was kind of gross. There was no chicken parm. My sister didn't order that at an Italian restaurant. She ordered, you know, whatever. The fried calamari as an appetizer and stuffed clams. You know, I mean,
if you love lists, you've come to the right podcast. Here he goes. He's going to list.
And
is he going to list all the food that was there? I think he is.
The Caesar salad was okay. Then the main course, it was like three different kinds of raviolis. I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like the food. You know what it is? When you're getting that much food, you know, like family style for that many people, mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it's good. It doesn't seem like if you just go into a restaurant and order, you know, three plates, different plates. It seems like they spend more time. They care more. They're putting into that than just making institutionalized type of meals. You know what I mean?
I've stopped listening to you so long ago.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't care. I honestly don't. I didn't eat any of the food. The food that I got was disgusting.
But I looked out for you. I got you gluten-free pasta.
Okay.
I got you roasted vegetables. Do I look out for you everywhere?
Yes. Yes.
Did I just bring you home a nice gift?
Yes.
I just got her. And it sounds stupid.
Did you pay for it? Okay, so he comes in. I got you a gift. He throws three frying pans on the bed.
They're not just frying pans.
But that's like so 1950s, like that you would never use them. That's a gift for me. That's not like, hey, I'm contributing to the household here. Next time I bring home like laundry detergent, do I throw it on the bed and go, look what I got you?
No.
Now you're in charge of doing all the laundry.
No, because you do most of the cooking, so I want your life to be easier. So I got her three industrial...
I know, but it's the amount of...
Three restaurant...
Back padding I have to do after you get me something.
But these are...
you get me something.
These are restaurant pans. These are the pans they use in high-class restaurants.
Okay, so you played golf with a guy.
My friend who I play golf with sells and designs... industrial kitchens for restaurants all over, you know, the tri-state area, you know, restaurants, prisons, hospitals. I mean, he'll sell, you know, an $800,000, you know, refrigerator system or whatever. You know, it seems like a lot of money, but I'm saying, you know, these are big things, and these are the pans they use on Top Chef. These are the kind of pans they would use on Top Chef. And I got you three of them, a set of them. What they would use on Top Chef. These are the ones.
Do you want to say it again? I don't know what to say to you. Did you pay for them? I'm asking, how did they come into your possession?
I said, I don't know what he said. Where he said, I can get you some good pans. I go, yeah, get me three. I'll pay for them. Whatever. I go,
wait, when did this happen? This morning?
No, this happened over a month ago.
He
had to order them. They
you said,
just,
you know
no,
what?
No, he said,
I need some pans.
No, he said, you know, I can get you good pans or whatever for, you know. And I said, yeah. He goes, you can get them in one at a time or a set of threes. So I said, a set of three. And he said, all right, I'll order them. One came in, I said, and then another. I said, just give them to me all at a time. I don't want to bring one home at a time. That would look stupid. So wholesale, his price is like $100. They're probably like $200-something for those three pans.
That's not that bad.
$200-something, maybe more. And then he gave them to me after golf today, and he gave them to me for free because I've taken them. I've paid for golf. I've taken them to a lot of courses. He said, "Don't worry about it," you know. So wow. He gave them to me, and I gave them to you.
Thank you.
But I was going to give them to you no matter what, whether I paid or not. You know, good gift. It's
but
a
you
good
never
gift.
One time thought about keeping them for yourself.
Well, if we ever get divorced, I'm taking those pants.
Okay, so those are conditional those on are, us being married.
Those are my pants that we both can use.
So how do I thank you for that? Do I thank you or?
See, thank so, you. I said no. You don't
it's
thank
like,
me.
It's like I'm a hired chef or something.
No, you don't thank me.
And,
you just say
and then. You own the restaurant, but I can use them.
No, you don't thank me. You just say, oh, I'm looking forward to seeing how good these work or using them. That's all. Me too. When I make some burgers, I can't wait to use it. When I, you know, instead of using a George Foreman.
But you put them on the bed and you said, look what I got you. Look what I bought you. Actually, that's what you said. Look what I bought you. Which you didn't buy, and
well, I kind of bought because I paid for his.
For me.
I just paid for his golf a couple times, and I didn't ask for the money back.
Is there anywhere in you, and listen, pretend we're not on the podcast. Is there anywhere in you that's like, you know what, I'm being shitty right now?
Oh no, not at all. I don't look at you like, hey, you're a maid or you're my chef. I'm just trying to make our lives easier. Okay, the other day, what did I bring home? And you love it. You love it. All right? To make our lives easier. That's all. If your life is
you're
easier.
You're going to tell the people what it is that you brought home? A gigantic cock.
That's it? That's what you got? I went out. I was taking my daughter to.
God, this, I mean, for those of you still listening, God bless you. I don't know if I could. Honestly, I'm not sure I understand what we're doing here.
We're
just telling people what we've you're telling people what you purchased in the last week.
Just for our household to make our life easier. We're a married couple. This is a marriage podcast.
Yeah,
It's not a science podcast. It's not a technology podcast. We're not talking about Apple products. We're not talking about
astrophysics.
Okay, let's
go through all the things we're not talking about. Is there more? There's a rule of threes in comedy.
Yes.
The last one is supposed to be funny. But you're just doing many, many things with no comedy or...
No, we're a marriage podcast. So there's certain things we talk about. What the fuck did you just do to your ear?
I just scratched my ear. I'm sorry.
Do you want to tell them what I brought home the other day? Huh? How our lives are different?
The suspense, I'm sure. People have pulled over in their cars and like, what the fuck is it?
Okay, I was at Kohl's. I took my daughter to Kohl's. I had a 30% off coupon. But then when I got to Kohl's, oh boy, let me tell you what happened. So I'm walking around. She doesn't want me to get her anything.
It's a marriage podcast.
She didn't want me to get her anything. And
that's
I said,
what you signed up for. Just remember that when you're listening. You signed up for this. You said, I want to hear about marriage. Well, this is... Sometimes you have to hear about Rich going to Kohl's. The 30% off coupon.
Well, the coupon really didn't work, but they fixed it for me. That'll come at the end of the story.
Well, now we already know.
Well, but you don't know the details.
Do we want to?
Yeah. Raina, you take her to buy her some back-to-school clothes. She doesn't want anything. There was, you know, those jeans that are ripped? There was cool ones for her. I said, you want a pair of jeans, you know, with a little rips in them? I have enough jeans. Like, she's the only kid that doesn't want stuff. So she got a hoodie.
She wants stuff. She just wants electronic stuff. She doesn't care about clothes.
Well, I thought you said she was getting into clothes.
She did it for a week, and then she's gone again. Her hair, she was into it for... She was like, I had to buy her a blow dryer. She was like, going to blow dry her hair every morning. And that lasted about 3 days.
I'll get her down here. We'll discuss it with her. I'm going to find out what happened. So I'm in Kohl's. I go, maybe I'll get a pair of pants. And then I walk past, you know how you walk past the beds and the bedding? Well, they had those pillows.
I do know how you do that. That's an aisle. and you can walk past it.
Yeah.
Or make a turn and go into the aisle if you want to.
She was laying on the bed, the little bed there.
Mm-hmm.
But they have pillow tops.
What a wonderful story.
But there's four or five ones you could feel the difference, mm-hmm. and some are 5 inches, 3 inches. Well, I saw the best one was the 5-inch.
No, I don't know. This,
what's it called? Silly
Posturepedic? I'm not yawning because of your story.
Silly Posturepedic, is that what it's called?
Who fucking cares? Speed it up, Rick.
Oh, okay.
Honestly,
all right.
Do you really, like, think about you listening to something. I try to
well, because people
to
can
you.
Relate
I don't
want to
be an asshole every fucking podcast. You're but not... I can't believe that someone would think that this is interesting to anyone else. This wouldn't even pass for fucking conversation at a wedding. At your father's 90th, people would be like, what the fuck is he talking about? Get him away from me. And yet you're like, you know, what, we'd love to monetize this podcast, so here I'm gonna make a big push and talk about my trip to Kohl's. And not only am I gonna talk about my trip to Kohl's, but I'm gonna make it more boring than it actually even was when I was there. There's a 3-inch, there's a 5-inch. Now let me try to remember the name. Is it Sealy Posturepedic?
Yes,
I believe that it is. And I have a 30% off coupon, but don't get ahead of me because that part is coming. It's like, think about it. Would this be interesting to you? Would you listen to this? No. If you heard two other people, even if you were like, hey, let me take a listen to this fucking marriage podcast, which is a genre that doesn't exist. Let me take a listen to this marriage podcast.
What do you mean a genre that doesn't exist? What do you mean? I don't get that.
It's not a fucking genre. You don't Google up marriage podcast.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, you don't. No, you don't. It's not a thing.
Okay, we'll look it up later.
What?
You don't think they have...
Now you want to have an argument about whether marriage is a fucking... A podcast?
I don't want to have an argument at all.
Go to iTunes and look. There's comedy. There's science. There's...
Technology.
Entertainment. There's music podcasts. Is there a marriage podcast? No, there's not. There's no genre for it. Okay?
You might be right. Okay.
My point being is that if you were listening to two other people doing this podcast, if I was in the car with you and I put it on, you would be like, what is this garbage? How do they have a podcast? This is bullshit. But for whatever reason, and please, I don't understand how it happens, where in your brain things fucking take a turn. When it comes out of your mouth, you think it's genius.
You think
everything you do or touch is better than everybody else.
No.
And therefore, you don't need to fix it or improve upon it.
So you're like,
I'm a great storyteller. Let me tell you a story about how I went to Kohl's. I guarantee there's no fucking great ending to this. We have a pillow top that cost $500
no.
that he got with a 30% off coupon that didn't work. Boom. End of story.
They made it work.
Thank you, Kohl's. And on to the next story. You don't fucking drag that out. You know how you're walking by the bedding at Kohl's?
Well, I'm saying how I discovered
it. There's a bedding. Who fucking cares how you discovered? Honestly, what are you fucking Magellan and the fucking Kohl's? Nobody cares.
I wasn't going there for a pillow top.
Okay, say that at the beginning of the podcast. I go to Kohl's. I'm not going there for a pillow top, but I see them and I think, oh, this is fantastic. We want them and we're going to... Did you need to say 10 times? To improve our lives. I do things to improve our lives. I'm an amazing husband.
I didn't say I was amazing.
I go to Kohl's. And sometimes even though I don't want bedding or don't think I want it, I'll walk by the bedding department. I improve our lives. I'm an amazing husband. This is a great podcast. This is insanely entertaining to people. It's not. Fucking either fucking become better at telling a story, pick it up. Hello, I'm Rich Voss. I'm about to tell a story. Not. I'm Rich
Voss.
All right.
You can exaggerate like that.
Somebody's got to do something, Rich, because it's the thing that you're doing here. It's if I say to myself every time, I say, you know what? Don't argue. Just sit there. Let him talk. It's fine. it's fine for one podcast if you just let him do what he wants to do. But halfway through, I just go, I can't fucking take it. He's telling a 2-hour story about Kohl's. He's putting more gum in his mouth. He's letting the fucking computer bing, 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 bing. He doesn't have his, he won't pause it so we can get the fucking a read. Oh, let's just do it while we're doing it. That seems interesting to people.
Do what while we're doing it?
Googling and looking up for shit. Let me take a phone call. Let me do this. Let me talk about the coffee for half an hour. It's boring as shit, Rich. Honestly, you're not that boring in real life. So I don't know what fucking happens when you get behind a microphone where you're like, let me just bring it down to my lowest energy level.
Today I'm a little tired. What?
Here we go. That's the excuse every single time.
No.
Because I stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't stay up till 3. I didn't get home till 2. I worked last night.
Yes, of course you did. No one's angry.
Don't say I stay up on purpose.
I didn't say you stay up on purpose. I'm saying you stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
No,
true
probably.
Or not true?
No, I got to bed around 2:30.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for clearing up that 30-minute fucking weird thing that I had put on you that's not true. He goes to bed at 2:30 in the morning, folks. He gets up at 6:30 in the morning.
No, I didn't get up at 6:30.
You were gone by 7:30.
No, are you losing your mind? I didn't leave at 7:30. I left at 9:30.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. So, but you got up pretty early,
I
right?
I got up at 8 o'clock.
You would have to get up at 8 in order to dump before you leave.
I got up at 8. So I had 5.5 hours sleep. It's not that.
Then
I
you go play golf all day in the sun. Then you come back and you're in a bad mood.
I in a bad mood? I was in a good mood. I bought you a gift. Or us a gift. I wasn't in a bad mood.
Wait. Let's back it up for a second.
I bought us a gift.
It is a us gift.
Yeah. It's like when we used to, on our anniversary, go out and get something for the house.
So when you came in from golf, threw it on the bed and said, look what I got you.
I meant to say, look what I got us. Okay. Look what I got us.
So that whole thing where I had to like thank you 1,000 times, I really should have only thanked you 500.
No, you shouldn't have made fun of it. You should have said, oh, that's nice.
I said, when you put it down, I said, thank you very much. I was on a phone call and you just kept fucking bringing it up. I was like, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. And the only reason, you know, I leave to go play is to get exercise.
I'm trying to exercise. No one's saying you're wrong. I'm saying this is a pattern. Then you come and do the podcast and you're very tired. Let's go back and listen. No. Go back and listen to the last 10 podcasts. Every single one, you're like, I'm sorry. At one point, I think the last one we did here at the table, you said, I don't know if I can go on. You really didn't know if you could go on.
I don't remember that.
You were like, I don't know. I said, pause it, take a nap, we'll do it later. No, no.
Quit yelling.
Let me just finish. Oh, now I'm too loud? I'm too loud on the mic? Okay. No, let me know, because God forbid you fucking,
No, I mean, you're yelling at me like...
Use one of the knobs there.
You think you're so fucking perfect. I don't see you coming up with any subjects getting...
I don't want to do it at all. I don't want to do it at all. How many times did I say last week, you know what? Let's think about letting this go.
Why?
Let's think about letting the
podcast go.
No,
people love it.
No, they don't.
People love it. They listen, they learn, and they live, okay? You know how much stuff we give, how much knowledge we put out there?
This is what I'm talking about. There's got to be a name for this kind of effect where you think everything you say and do is really helping the world.
I didn't think everything.
Do you think there's room for improvement on this podcast?
There's room for improvement in everything.
I'm not asking about everything. I'm asking
specifically
about this podcast.
Yes, that's
and
why.
What do you personally think you could do to make this podcast better?
I think...
Get a new co-host?
No.
One?
No. Because you're my favorite co-host.
No, you. Why not Karen Feehan? She would giggle at everything you said.
Wouldn't that feel good? No, I don't want a giggler. I want somebody that keeps it real, honest, keeps it moving. And that's what I do. I keep it moving. I'm on this podcast, even though I'm on stage. I fucking crushed at the cellar last night. On this podcast, you're kind of more the funny person.
No, I'm not. I don't
yes.
want to be.
You are
I
the funny person.
Control.
You're
Have
the funny
it,
person. I'm the one who steers it, and you're
please.
The funny person.
You go be funny.
No.
You go do it.
I'm not funny on the podcast. You stirred the... You,
not only are you not funny, you become the most boring man alive.
No way. I'm setting up. I'm
okay. Let's
painting a picture.
Tell the Cole story then. Let me see. Let me just be very objective. I'm not going to interrupt again, and let's just see this story unfold.
The other day I was, you know what, Bonnie, I had these 30% coupons. I said, September's coming around. Let me take my daughter and get her some back to school clothes. We went over to Kohl's and we were in there. The last thing on my mind was to buy a pillow top. I saw pillow tops. I picked the best one, 5 inches. Got to the counter. They said the 30% coupon's no good anymore. But they said, we just got it in the mail. How could it be no good? We just got it. And the guy said, no problem. I'll 30% off. And I picked it up. And the whole time, Rainer's going, Mommy's going to be mad. Mommy's going to be mad that you bought this without doing research. I did research. I felt the one that I thought was the most comfortable. And that was the 5-inch silly posturpedic pillow top. Bought it. We put it on our bed. And it is so comfortable. There you go. And I also picked up some jeans and I bought Raina, what did I get her? Hoodie. So there. Just a quick story, that's all. But I'm just saying the pillow top feels so much more comfortable because I was going to go out and get a new bed. Remember, I was thinking about, hey, let's look at new mattresses. You know, that's $2,000-$4,000. But the pillow top, we don't need a new mattress. We don't need a new bed now that we have the pillow top. Remember I said, remember the other day in Salad Works, I go, we're right down the street from the, let's go look at some beds. That would have been, are you crazy? Would have been $3,000-$4,000. So I'm just saying it's, people like to know what's going on in your household, in show business. Sometimes we do some, behind the scenes in comedy. Sometimes we do some household stuff. Sometimes we do stuff with Raina, And so there. Is there anything wrong with that story now? I'm done.
Yes.
What? What's wrong with it?
All of it. It's just boring shit.
It's not boring.
You would fucking listen to that?
No, because
waste your time listening to somebody else tell the story about a fucking pillow top? Would you?
No. That's not the point of the story.
I brought my neighbor over and I said, tell him the story. This is great, Rich. Tell him the story. And then she went and told you the pillow top story. Would you be like, wow, thank you. Thank you for coming over and telling me that story. Or would you be like, there's no reason to tell that story. That's a fucking, who gives a shit about your fucking pillow top? Well, that's what those people are saying about you. Do you get that?
Oh, really? You think so? It's just, look, you go do radio shows and they talk about, hey, I just got this new bed. It's comfortable. They talk, people, someone's probably sitting at home going, do I get a new pillow top or do I get a new mattress? Now that they heard how comfortable a pillow top is, you got to see the positive in things.
Mm.
Hello?
Okay, I guess. I gotta go.
What do you mean you gotta go?
So let me,
we still got a few more minutes. I'm not going to sit here and argue because you don't agree. You think what I say is boring. Maybe I'm a little slower today because I'm tired, but, I'm still carrying a positive message when it comes to pillow tops.
Okay. So I'm at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington, August 24th.
When are you going to do the read?
No.
What do you mean no?
I just looked at it and it's so much work, so we have to pause it and then discuss.
What do you mean it's so much work? All right, I'll pause it real quick. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to do this right now. We're going to talk about ED because a lot of guys deal with ED after, you get over a certain age, 40, 50, you're dealing with it. and there's better solutions now. You know, Hims connects you with real doctors and medical grade solutions to treat ED. Well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. So no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements, which I would never buy one of those at a gas station. Are you crazy? Prescription solutions backed by science. One ED pill, which I know, starting with a V, just came off of patent on December 11th, which is a game changer. And I know before that, they raised their price immensely because they know they were coming off a patent. So look, with this, there's no waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no lines. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. That's 4hims.com. It's easy. Answer a few quick questions. Chat with a doctor for confidential review. It's easy. The products are shipped. Excuse me. The products are shipped directly to your door. It's not just an issue. ED is not just an issue for old guys. It affects men in their 30s and 40s. You know, hey, listen, I don't know, you could be, whatever reason it affects you, who knows? I deal with it. I deal with it at times, you know. Look, you want to be your best when you're performing. You want to just have a good time. You don't want to be embarrassed, or even if you're with your wife, you want to, you know, anybody, whatever. So there's no person, no doctor visits, none of that. It's getting an erection without dysfunction. Whatever. Call to action. So just try it. Try it. Go to 4hims.com/wife5. That's 4hims.com/wife5. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And give it a shot. Thank you. Listen, we're wrapping up today's podcast. I'm sorry if Bonnie upset you.
You know what the thing is that the reason, one of the reasons I hate doing the podcast is because I feel like I just come across as this huge asshole all the time, and I'm not really like that. But it's hard.
Oh, really? When we did the interview yesterday, I don't want to say for who, because it's just,
I know, but
we did a big interview yesterday, and I said we were talking about original material, and I talked about, when you're original, when you're doing stuff about your life, you're original because it's your life. And I said, I used to talk about my stepkid, and I said, you know, I pretty much was the first comic doing stepkid material back then.
I made fun of you for that.
Yes, you made fun of me, but that's what you do, even when I'm whatever. That's
why?
What I laugh.
Okay, but that's fine. That's whatever. But I'm just saying, like, on the podcast, I'm always like, it's not my true persona. It's because,
yes, you yell a lot. You are.
Yes. No, what about other podcasts? I'm not having a fucking.
No, but around the house, you don't think you yell and stuff. And me and Rain are very, very laid back and peaceful. Like, if you start cleaning, which you choose to do, and I'm glad, because it would never get done if you didn't do it. But then you go on a tangent as you're doing it. Not today. Not every time.
Okay, so I don't.
I wasn't here today when you did.
Stop making it seem like I'm this fucking horror show all
the time. No, I'm not saying, but you yell at me. All I'm doing is telling a story.
I'm trying to make the podcast more interesting. If we're going to do it, we might as well make it interesting.
So come with some topics. Do you ever come with topics?
Oh, that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make, is that if this podcast is going to get better, then it's all on me to do it. And
I come up with topics.
I literally do everything on every other thing.
I come up with topics.
I have too much on my plate already. Rich. I go from one thing to another. Yes. I get up, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. I'm like constantly doing stuff.
And we appreciate everything you do. You do it well.
I get that. But then when you say you're not doing it, it's like, I said to you at one point, the podcast must be yours. It has to be. I can't do it. I can't make everything happen on the podcast. When we did the radio show and I had to come up with the guests and stuff, it was too much.
You didn't come up with guests. We both came up with guests on the radio show. You thought you picked guests every week? Are you kidding me? We both got guests.
Sometimes you would yell a name at me, but I would be the one to reach out to them.
I reach out half the time to guests. When I was gone, you would get your own guests if I was on the road. Don't say that. That's not true at all. We both got guests. And don't make a passive-aggressive face like, I got the guests on the radio show, because you didn't. We both did. Don't do that face either. We both got... really? Good, sit here and make faces. We both got guests on a radio show. Good. I hope your eyes stay like that for the rest of your life. We both got guests. And
my point is, if you're dedicated to this podcast, because left to my own devices, honestly, I would just let it go.
Why would you? Everybody loves it.
Okay. If it was up to me, I wouldn't do it anymore, okay? Because it's just too much work and not enough for me personally. I don't really get a whole lot out of it.
Oh, people must come up to you all the time saying they love your podcast.
Then I get embarrassed and I don't want to talk to them anymore. But...
See, you don't know how to take a compliment.
I don't. True. You got that right. But listen, if you want to do it, I'll do it with you. I will be the co-host on this podcast.
We're both co-hosts.
You didn't even have to yell that. That's true. That's what a co-host means. You get that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not co-hosting by myself.
We're both co-hosts, yeah.
Yeah. See, there's no argument there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I will do that if... But whenever we're not doing the podcast and you're like, we got to do it better, we got to get more numbers, we got to do this, yes, or we got to whatever, then it's on you to do it. So when you're out golfing and you're like, we're going to come back and do the podcast when I get back, then it's up to you to start thinking about, is that all I have, that Cole story? That's all I've got? No, there's got to be something else.
That just came out of nowhere. I wasn't even going to tell the story.
No, because you didn't think about any of it before you got here.
I had other stories I wanted to talk about to get in depth with.
Okay.
I had some good show business stories.
I see how it's impossible for me to change your mind about anything. You're doing fantastic.
No.
Thank you for letting me do this with you. I appreciate it.
See, that's passive aggressive.
I don't know what to do. I'm walking on a tightrope here. I go on that side of it. You're like, no, I do everything. I'm amazing.
No,
I'm great.
I never
go on
say
that side of it. You're like, you're being passive aggressive. No. It's like, take some criticism. If you want to continue the podcast, then it's on you. That's all I'm saying. Then it's if you. If
oh, I got to come up with all the topics everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, you never could have a topic.
That's not to say that I'll never have a topic, but I'm.
Why didn't you talk about that video
Rich,
you saw?
Rich, dude, here.
Yes, I'm listening.
Listen, take it in. I've got too much on my plate, so I don't want to. If push comes to shove and you say you have to do more for the podcast, I'll say thank you, but no thank you. I'm not doing it anymore. Okay? So that's where I'm going with it. Do you get that? That's that. If you push it on to me, I will say I'd rather not do it then. Thank you.
Oh, then and I'm going to say I'd rather not go on the road either. I'd rather not. But we do things that we don't want to do.
I'm doing it, but I'm not going to do all the work.
You don't
for
have
it.
To do all the work. Some of it. And you had that great story of a video you saw today. Why didn't you talk about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said you saw some video that somebody made of a comic that was real funny.
Oh, that was yesterday. But listen,
what?
Stop it. It's. Do you understand how to take anything
yes.
in and be like, I've had this conversation with you so many times. If you want to continue doing the podcast exactly as is, continue doing it exactly as
no,
is. If you want to do it better, then it's on you to make it better. It's on you to think about how to make it better. Okay? That's on you. I'll try to come up to whatever bar you set. How about that? But I'm not going to do it for you.
You don't have to do it for me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening.
See you later. Have fun at CrossFit.
It's unbelievable. You just don't take anything in.
I take it all in.
Play something to you and all you're doing is going like, you're just...
face.
I'm not looking for black
you
and white.
Shout back at me.
I'm not trying to shout back at you. I'm agreeing. I say yeah.
No, you didn't. You said, "Oh, you're not going to ever bring anything." You're not. That's what you said. Oh, I'm not going to bring it. You're not going to ever do any stories or think about what you're going to talk about on the podcast, because that's how fucking addicts think. They go black or white. They go one extreme
or
the
other. Oh, really? So now you're
and regular, normal people say, you know what? This is good advice. Thank you for sharing that with me. Since I love doing the podcast and I think it's very helpful to me, then I will do the majority of the work for
it. I try to. Didn't I get us hooked up in studio last week?
Stop it, Rich.
What?
Stop trying to get... I don't know what it is about you. It's like throwing... pans on the bed and saying, "Look what I did," and you want people to.
I wasn't throwing them on the bed.
You want me to jump up and throw flower petals on you and talk about how
I
great
brought
you
something
are.
Nice home. That's all.
And then, but then you say, "Oh, it's not yours; it's ours." And if in a divorce, I get to.
Oh,
take
I
them.
Was joking about that.
You're kind of joking.
I
was
really. I'm gonna sit here and go, "Those pans."
Oh, I guarantee you, if we were getting a divorce, you would fucking. I know you.
I know you.
You're petty. You would definitely wrap up those pants and say those are mine.
Probably get your nice pants.
Yes. Okay. So you're kind of joking. I'm saying everything, you need so much reassurance.
I don't
so
need
you
any.
You can't take any kind of criticism.
I take it all the time. How do you think you become better at things?
See what you're doing? Do you see what you're doing?
What?
You're giving yourself credit for bullshit. You're saying, I said, if you want to do the podcast and make it better, then it's on you. I already did it last week. I took it. It's like, no, you say, okay, got it. Thank you.
I got it.
Okay.
Well, you don't think I take things in?
No, it's very hard to tell when things are going in because it feels like it's just deflecting. It honestly feels like you're just deflecting every single thing that I say.
That's
like,
not true.
Do I enjoy doing the podcast? Just answer the question.
No.
Okay.
But sometimes you do.
Okay, sometimes I do. Sometimes when we're
you're very
fun,
funny, yeah. Sometimes.
Okay, so, but left to my own devices. If you said you're gonna have to figure it out and do it all and get the studio and all that stuff, would I do it?
No.
Okay, there you go. So it is going in. It's hard to tell because you don't say, "Oh, got it." Okay, I hear what you're saying. There's never that. It's always just I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. So it's. I don't know if you're just yelling back, self-preservation-wise.
Raina.
Or you're really getting it. So thank you for sharing that. Now, don't bring Raina down here. Let's end it now.
No, I want to talk to my daughter. No, okay,
You could talk to your daughter without a microphone. That's
I want to put her on the podcast and ask her one question.
Maybe tomorrow you can do it.
Goodbye. Go to richvoss.com.
Go to VossRoast.com.
VossRoast.com.
And go to SundanceNow.com because our movie, Women Aren't Funny, is on there now.
It's on SundanceNow.com. Yeah, we got a lot of shit going on. See you later, Bonnie.
Bye.
I'm turning it off.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.